Four council seats and eight amendments make up this year's ballot in the St. Petersburg general elections. And many residents like Lynette Fry and her husband David have a keen eye on Charter Amendment 3, involving the city's plans for the downtown waterfront area.
We were suspicious of a lot of the city charter amendments and what the city council wanted to do with those. We're against development of the downtown waterfront property. We were against the development of that property for a new stadium. I don't think taxpayers should be paying for something like that when there's budget cuts for other more important needs within the city budget. We shouldn't be doing that. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars, and it's not a good spot. They want to radically modify the waterfront down there. I think they want to take a lot of the waterfront away from access by the public and give it to corporations for development.
Longtime St. Petersburg resident Susan Ugin says downtown St. Pete has changed for the better in recent years. She adds modifying the waterfront area would be a relapse.
I think it's one of our wonderful gifts here in Florida that we are in this beautiful city surrounded by, on three sides, literally, by water. And if we don't preserve it, then the next generation will have a tough time revisiting it and rebuilding or whatever, making over what we've done incorrectly. I think we're very unique. We're like a little jewel in Florida here. And people are getting to know us better and better, of course, through the sports and so forth. But the... You know, the waterfront is truly our gift. And so I think we have to be very careful and preserve what we have that way. It's hard to go backwards.
Other amendments include tax exemptions for small businesses, as well as requiring the mayor to submit a balanced budget to city council. The city is also asking about increasing port property leases for up to 25 years and creating a committee to evaluate city council district boundaries. But amendments didn't make up today's entire ballot. Resident Tammy Moore wouldn't say who she voted for, but emphasized the importance to put the right people on city council, especially with the current economy.
This is not an election where we can afford to elect people that are going to need on the job training. They need to come with the skill set of being very analytical, understanding the data and how to drill down and make it relevant to the decisions that need to be made. Also, we can't afford to keep people who have been on the job and still haven't developed the business acumen or the savvy to know when to negotiate and when not to negotiate and how to look at the issues before them and not take them so personal but professionally and make the right decision for the citizens.
Positions up for grabs are Council District 1, 3, 5, and 7. Current council member Steve Cornell is hoping for re-election and is running unopposed. Cornell says he's always surprised with low voter turnout. A Pinellas County Elections Office spokesperson anticipates a voter turnout of between 10% to 12%. Cornell says residents underestimate the large impact of small elections.
When I was first campaigning 2 years ago, I was in a neighborhood and they said, knock on this lady's door. She had a break-in at her house. And so she tells me this horrific break-in. People came in while they were sleeping, stole their cars. And I looked at her and I said, but you know what, ma'am? I got to say this to you. You don't vote. And she goes, yes, I do. Because when we do, when we walk door to door, we walk to voters. We don't go to people who don't vote because there's no sense. You know, you want people who vote because you want people to actually go out and vote. And she said, I do. And I said, well, every 4 years for president. And she goes, yeah. And I said, and you know what? The president has nothing to do with the St. Pete Police Department. He's so busy with other things. But your mayor and your city council do. Police, fire, recreation. We have issues with our EMS system right now. They're going to completely change that. The county wants to completely change that. That's a big issue that will have a direct impact on every single person in our city at some point.
Even residents like Lynette and David Fry were shocked at the lack of hype surrounding the issue of development plans for the downtown area.
We walk every day in the park, and we're talking to a lady today about the elections today, and she really wasn't aware of what was going on.
Where did we get the?
There was a brochure that was mailed to us about the charter amendments. I'm not sure if it came from the city or, you know, a political group or what.
Came with the water bill.
Oh, that's right.
It came with the water bill.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg voter Mary McCary had harsh but realistic words for the almost 90% of voters who don't take part in small local elections.
Keep your mouth shut. You can't complain about anything because you didn't take part in it, you know? It's our responsibility as a citizen.
The city of Largo is also holding local general elections today. They only have one position up for grabs, City Commission seat 1, with Michael Smith running against Mary Black. Polls will be open until 7 across Largo and St. Petersburg. To find out more about polling locations or ballot issues, you can go online to votepinellas.com. For WMNF in St. Petersburg, I'm Sarah Curran.